Take a deeper dive with Steve Barkley in one of his five books. Available in electronic and printed formats, add Steve's books to your district's resources or to your personal collection at barkleypd.com/books.
Hello and welcome to the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. For the last 35 years, I've had the opportunity to learn with educators at all levels, both nationally and internationally. In each of the coming episodes, I'll explore my thoughts and my learning on a variety of topics connected to teaching, learning, and leading. Thanks for listening in. Desired learning outcomes driving instructional decisions. I spend a lot of time working with educators on a backwards planning model. And with that backwards planning model, you begin by having in mind what that desired student outcome is that you want, and then planning backwards to know what the student learning production behaviors are that would cause the students to reach that outcome. And then working backwards to identify the teacher behaviors that you take on in order to get those desired student learning production behaviors. So when I'm working as an instructional leader in a school, as an administrator or as a coach, it's critical that in my conversations with teachers, I get a clear picture of what is that desired learning outcome that's in their mind as they put together an instructional and learning task that I might be observing in their classroom. For example, I'm seated with a math teacher who's describing to me that students will be working in collaborative groups to practice and learn, internalize a math skill that the teacher has taught. So my question to the teacher at that time then is, how do you weigh the importance of the collaborative skill development along with the importance of the math standard that you're addressing? And I'll frequently pose it to the teacher as a balance scale. So if on one side of the balance scale I had the math standard, and on the other side of the balance scale I have students building the collaborative skill set, what would my scale look like? Is it kind of balanced and it's 50-50? The math skills and the collaborative skills have equal importance. Or if it's early in the year, the teacher might tell me that actually the collaborative skills today outweigh the math standard. Now, that's important to me as an observer because what I'll realize is if the students are having trouble collaborating, the teacher may actually put aside her focus on the math content in order to assist students in developing those collaborative skills that she wants them using later in the year and throughout the year to assist their learning. But equally, the teacher may say, No, the district-wide test is coming up in a short amount of time, and so I'm really under the pressure to meet that math standard. That tells me as an observer that if kids are struggling with their collaborative skills, the teacher may make a decision to find a different way to instruct and provide the learning opportunity. A great example of understanding that desired learning outcome, I discovered when watching a science teacher. And as I came into his classroom, on his desk, he had a cardboard box. And on the top of the box was a funnel. And coming out of the bottom of the box was a plastic hose. And I observed the teacher pour 400 milliliters of water into the funnel at the top, and nothing came out the bottom. He then added another 100 milliliters and 500 milliliters came out of the bottom. He repeated it. He added 400 to the top and nothing came out, and he added another 100 and 500 came out. He then gave the students their task. They had 10 minutes to draw what they believed was inside the box. At the end of the 10 minutes, the teacher passed a few iPads around the room. The students took a picture of their drawing, forwarded them to their teacher. He then randomly pulled the student work one at a time onto the screen, and that student had 1 minute to explain their drawing and then 3 minutes to answer questions that came from their classmates. Well, I can tell you the effectiveness of the lesson because I was supposed to be doing a walkthrough for 5 to 7 minutes, and I ended up staying the whole period because I wasn't going to leave until I found out what was in that box. And when I sat down with the teacher afterwards, deciding that since I had stayed the whole period, we should turn it into a coaching session rather than a walkthrough. When I sat down with the teacher and we debriefed. In a post-conference setting, the teacher's desired outcomes were very clear. In other words, it was clear that to this teacher, teaching about critical thinking and problem solving, and maybe even perseverance, were just as important to him as the science standard that he was working on. In our post-conference, we made a decision that when he taught this again, he would make one change in the lesson. And that change was after 3 or 4 students had shared their work, he would then give the students 5 minutes to go back and modify the drawings that they had submitted. And if he did that 2 or 3 times during the lesson, it provided the opportunity for him to increase the amount of time that students were practicing those critical thinking, problem-solving skills that were important to him. So when observing and coaching a teacher, be sure that you are clear of the desired outcomes the teacher has for the learners and how the teacher in a pre-conference is planning her teacher behaviors to get the student behaviors to get to those outcomes. And equally understand then on-the-spot decisions that the teacher may be making during the lesson because she has a clear picture in her mind of those desired outcomes. By the way, at the end of the lesson when he opened the box, what I found inside the box was a container with the hose taped fast to the bottom, and it then looped up and came out the side of the box. So when he dumped the first 400 milliliters into the container, the water only came up near the top of the loop. That last 100 milliliters broke the top and caused the siphon, which emptied out the 500 milliliters. A very effective lesson accomplishing more than one desired student learning outcome. Thanks for listening, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barkley or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barkleypd.com.